Exercise 3, Solid as a Rock. The rock meditation enables you to connect with your inner strength and solidity. At times when you're struggling or you're feeling vulnerable or alone, you often don't feel very strong and solid. In fact, you feel the opposite. So, are you supposed to imagine you're a rock to get the sense of your solidity? Or visualize yourself as a rock to feel stable? No, not at all. You're obviously not a rock. But you do have a few things in common with a rock, namely solidity, stability, and visibility. Through this rock meditation, you can connect with the qualities you share with a rock. The ability to cope with life, however much tension and trouble there is in it at the moment. Now, sit down in a chair, on your bed, or on a cushion on the floor. Take your time to sit solidly and relaxed at the same time. Your feet make contact with the floor. Your bottom makes contact with the surface you're sitting on. Your back supports itself, and the top of your head points to the ceiling. Close your eyes if you like, or half close them if you prefer, and tune in to this moment. This moment when you're breathing. Slowly become aware of the breath and the air flowing in and out of your nostrils. And now, imagine you're a rock in a landscape somewhere in this world, a solid, clearly visible rock, not a stone or a small mound, but a rock, the kind you can see from far away. Of course, you're not really a rock, but you definitely have qualities that a rock has too. Solidity, strength, and stability. So let's see if you can sit like a rock, solid and stable. Of course, there are moments in life when you feel anything but strong and solid. When you feel quite the opposite, small, vulnerable, or scared. Lonely, perhaps. At times like that, it's good to know that there's a place inside your body, close to where you can feel the breath in your belly, where you'll find an area of solidity, a center of solidity. You don't have to do anything special to feel it. It's like intuition, a kind of inner knowledge that you can always connect with this center of solidity inside yourself. When you raise your attention a little, from your belly, along the side of your body up to your shoulders, your neck, and up a little higher to the top of the rock, you'll notice that the rock is very clearly visible and fully present. The rock is in plain sight. Let's see if you can sit like this, visible and fully present. Like a rock that deserves to be seen. And like the rock, you don't need to make yourself smaller than you are. You don't need to hide from anyone. But you don't need to act bigger than you are either. Just take up all the space you need to be yourself. Show yourself. Straighten your back a little. Hold your head up high without overdoing it. Feel how nice it is to show yourself as you are and to take up the space you need to be yourself. Go ahead. Connect. Connect with this feeling of solidity and taking up space. The space you need. It can get quite stormy on the rock. It can get tumultuous. People may fight on the rock, be an obstacle to each other, or make each other's lives miserable. But the rock itself, it weathers the storms and the fights. It won't be blown away. The rock remains standing, solid and stable, taking up its space. Take your time to become aware of the space you take up, to accept your own sense of solidity and really feel it. Take up the space you need and connect with your sense of solidity. In summer, it can get really hot on the rock, hot and dry. The lush green grass around the rock may turn yellow and dry. The flowers may wilt. And everything that was really beautiful once suddenly looks completely different. The same can happen in your life and in mine. Everything that used to be good and fun suddenly changes. But the rock itself, it never changes. It's robust. The rock remains true to itself, solid, silent, and stable. Can you feel it? In contact with yourself, you can open up to your sense of solidity, to the feeling that you can handle everything, despite the occasional doubts. Then, when fall comes around, followed by winter, it may get dark and freezing cold on the rock, with hail and cold winds battering the rock. In our lives, too, it can get freezing cold and dark for all kinds of reasons. But even the most intense cold can't freeze the rock inside. Inside, it remains warm and light, quiet and clear. Robust and stable. Why don't you open up to this feeling of warmth and lightness within yourself? This feeling of strength and clarity. Despite the cold winds blowing hard at times, the rock can handle it all, and so can you. And then, spring returns to the rock. Everything is in bloom again. And beautiful flowers spring up around the rock. Birds are singing in the trees, and a new energy is palpable, life energy. And as they do on the rock, so too conditions in our own lives can suddenly improve, go from dark and cold to light and warm. You start making plans again, and everything feels new. Fresh and full of ideas. And the rock can handle it all, and so can you. Deep down inside, your power is unassailable and strong, solid and stable. You just have to realize it and let it penetrate every fiber of your body. Mindful of your confidence, strength, and energy, you are fully present in this moment. Stay seated for a while, connected with what you're feeling right now. You're more resilient than you think. Rocks don't think about being solid, they just are. Whatever you're going through in life, you can handle it. You can return to the image and the sensation of the rock as often as you like. Return to the sense of solidity. You can either do the entire exercise or just think about it briefly, about the solidity. You can't stop the storms in life. You can't prevent coldness and darkness, but you can avoid letting them drag you down. I wish you plenty of moments of solidity when you feel like the rock, visibly solid and stable.